This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The CIMH predicts an above normal 2025 Atlantic hurricane season. A senior meteorologist concerned over the increasing levels of Saharan dust. The Fisheries Division prioritizes fisher folk safety with new insurance schemes. And a U.S. trade court rules President Trump has no authority to impose global tariffs. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Caribbean Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology, CIMH, is predicting an above-average hurricane season with 19 named storms to move across the region in the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season. This was revealed by Executive Chairman of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, Elizabeth Riley, who also highlighted during yesterday's press conference that at least 9 systems will be powerful storms predicted to impact the Caribbean.
So CIMH's forecast for this year is indicating 19 named storms, 9 of which are anticipated to become hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. And if we compare that to Colorado State, the only difference is with respect to the named storms, where Colorado State has indicated 17, CIMH has indicated 19.
She linked the forecast to the unusually warm sea temperatures in the Atlantic and urged Barbadians and the rest of the region to be prepared.
The driving force behind this forecast is a warmer than usual sea surface temperatures in the eastern and central Atlantic. And as you know, a warm Atlantic fuels hurricane formation, creating a more favorable environment for the development of storms. In addition, the absence of the El Nino conditions further supports the likelihood of an active season. Though these forecasts come with some uncertainty, the region must remain vigilant and prepared, as it only takes one storm to cause a significant impact.
Executive Chairman of SEDIMA, Elizabeth Riley. And a senior meteorologist is raising concerns about the growing presence of Saharan dust in the region. Regional chair of the World Meteorological Organization's Sand and Dust Storm Warning Advisory and Assessment System, Dr. Andrea Seely, says there has been a noticeable increase in Saharan dust over the past decade. She's calling for more research into the recent changes.
So we're also seeing higher amounts of dust coming even in the dust season. We're getting more dust. And in the dust season, we're getting fairly significant amounts of dust lately as well. So that is a cause for concern. And especially, as I said, with that June 2020 Godzilla event, we saw unprecedented levels of dust observed in the Greater Caribbean. And this was an expansive part of the region that was covered by the dust well into the southern U.S. So overall, there is a cause for concern. And this will possibly be related to changes in atmospheric patterns. Maybe changes at the source region in terms of the amount of desert area you have. So these are things that need to be investigated in terms of looking at this phenomena and how it's been changing.
Dr. Seely says these changes could have health implications and is also advising the public to take precautions, especially those with respiratory conditions.
The research has shown that Sahara dust does carry the majority of the particles are PM2.5 and PM10. And this size are the particle sizes that the health personnel say are easily inhaled into the respiratory tract, especially the smaller PM2.5 size, which these particles being smaller can be inhaled even deeper into respiratory tract. And some of these particles can actually make it into the bloodstream. And we can say confidently that when you have Saharan dust incursion, those particles that the health personnel are concerned about, we would have greater concentrations of those that would indicate degraded air quality, given the fact that the health personnel have told us that these particles affect respiratory illnesses and others. That would be a precaution that I would issue.
Regional chair of the World Meteorological Organization's Sand and Dust Storm Warning Advisory and Assessment System, Dr. Andrea Seely. The Fisheries Division is moving swiftly to implement safety nets for its fisher folk, emphasizing the need for insurance as a measure to protect the assets of the industry against extreme weather events and other climate hazards. This initiative comes nearly a year after the significant impact of Hurricane Beryl on July 1st, with Chief Fisheries Officer Dr. Shelley Cox highlighting the urgent need for enhanced preparedness and resilience within the sector. She was speaking at a community session with fisher folk and farmers at the Fisheries Division, which included key stakeholders.
We went about, in terms of our legislative reform, in trying to create that framework for climate change, mitigation, and adaptation. And that legislation is going to outline the fact that we will need to have a national level plan where we have systems in place. Today we talk about disaster risk insurance. Just now we were in a focus group talking about the mandatory vessel insurance that will be on the way, and partnering with persons who are experts in these areas to be able to help us craft a premium that will be adapted to our circumstance.
She stressed that proactive measures are needed.
We need to be proactive in how we go about making sure that we're prepared for all extreme weather events, not just hurricanes. With climate variability and change, we have seen several other climate hazards, sargassum as well, that we have had to respond to. And a lot of these things are a bit new, and we still have to, you know, seek about having research and development of how we adapt and respond to some of these changes.
Chief Fisheries Officer Dr. Shelley Cox. General Secretary of the Barbados Union Public Workers, Tony Moore, is calling for a national rethinking of how children are educated, warning that too many Barbadians are leaving the school system unable to read, write, or effectively communicate. Ms. Moore said the education system must go beyond focusing solely on subjects like maths and English and instead work on building confident, reliable citizens who can communicate and contribute meaningfully to society. She was speaking at the Hinesbury School's Literacy Week and Speak Off competition.
A lot of the crime that we have in society, the misunderstandings that take place between citizens at the junior level, the children, and into adulthood, often takes place because people are unable to communicate. And we think that if a lot more focus is placed on exercises like this outside of the formal subjects, getting people to be able to understand issues and to be able to communicate and express themselves, that it would augur better for our society. In as much as Barbados boasts 98% literacy, or in the region of a number of the people that you will see coming before you from time to time, cannot read, cannot write, and are unable to express themselves.
Ms. Moore noted that while HR professionals are often raising concerns about workers' inability to read and write, the focus should not be on discarding them, but rather on supporting their development through workplace-led initiatives.
Whereas HR professionals would be observing and registering concern about the inability of people to read and write, and of course have added to express themselves, one of the things that we think is important is for them not to discard people because of the inability to read and write. More companies have to be involved in the lives of their workers beyond the output that they expect people to deliver on, and also establishing sessions that people can improve themselves, not only to be better in the workplace, to be better citizens. Too often we hear comments about not enough or not sufficient good skills in the country. Are we going to get good unless we develop them?
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Tony Moore. And Combermere School remains closed today due to a continued water outage. This was confirmed by Principal Robin Douglas, who had previously stated that disruption is a result of work being carried out by the Barbados Water Authority. Mr. Douglas notes, however, that students scheduled to sit CXE examinations, including CSEC and CAPE, are still required to report to school as planned. And finally, a U.S. federal court has ruled that President Donald Trump overstepped his authority by imposing global tariffs in a major blow to a key part of his economic policies. The Court of International Trade ruled that an emergency law invoked by the White House does not provide unilateral authority to impose tariffs on nearly every country. The Manhattan-based court said the U.S. Constitution gives Congress exclusive powers to regulate commerce with other nations, and this is not superseded by the president's remit to safeguard the economy. Recapping the headlines. The CIMH predicts an above average 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, a senior meteorologist concerned over the increasing levels of Sahara dust. The Fisheries Division prioritizes fisherfolk safety with new insurance schemes, and a U.S. trade court rules President Trump has no authority to impose global tariffs. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.